The following description of Li Wen is made after his passing, and so the describer has not been able to verify the way that Li self-identifies. Li Wen is a male-presenting East Asian person who appears to be in their mid-50s. He has lightly tanned skin. He is somewhat thin and appears to be around 5'6", of relatively average height. His head is shaven, and he wears a long-sleeved gray shirt and dark jeans. White text on a black background. 7A11D International Festival of Performance Art, October 19th to the 29th, 2006. Li Wen, Singapore. Almost untitled. End of the World Stories. Li appears in the middle of a nondescript white room, gesturing to a large number of audience members, probably about 20 people in a nondescript room. They back their chairs and begin to stay seated. Li begins to talk to the audience members. He approaches a table that is made of what appears to be a burnt orange wood and has glass at the top of the table. The camera pans around to the audience members who begin to also sit on the floor. Li takes a paper bag up that has the Loblaws logo on it and begins to punch in the air. He continues to punch in the air with his right arm. He walks about the room as the audience members flank him on both sides. He paces back and forth, continuing to punch the air. He places the bag over his head and continues to punch the air with his right arm. His fist is formed and he does it in a repetitive motion, continuing to punch the air. It resembles the raising of a fist. Audience members look on to Li. Li lifts the paper bag over his head and takes it off, and he continues to punch the bag in the air. He paces around the table as he continues to punch the air. He steps on a gray folding chair that is by the table and continues to punch the air. He begins to place the paper bag on his head. He continues to raise his fist, punching in the air. He lifts the paper bag off his head and dismounts from the gray folding chair. He then sits at this table. He takes a white piece of paper as the camera shakes unevenly. The camera pans to the audience members for a brief moment and returns to Li. Li now has a marker in his hands and is writing something on the paper. There are two glass cups that are also on this table, along with a nondescript item that resembles perhaps a cigarette pack. Lee continues to write on the piece of paper. He caps the pen and shows the sign to the audience. It says, "Thank you for not smoking." Not smoking is underlined. He places the piece of paper in his mouth and he looks to the audience, rotating his head back and forth to the audience members that flank him on both sides. He takes the box, which is indeed a cigarette box, and takes out a single cigarette. He then reaches into his right pocket and he pulls out a lighter. He lights the cigarette. No, he's having trouble lighting the cigarette. There he goes. He's lit the cigarette and he begins to smoke. He takes one of the glass cups and places it over his mouth, exhaling the smoke into the cup. He takes the second clear glass cup and places it so that the two cups are sitting on top of one another, forming a large cylinder. He lifts the top of one of the glass and creates a small opening for him to blow smoke into this glass. He continues to blow smoke into the glass. He takes a puff. And blows smoke into the glass. He takes another puff. And he lifts the glass and blows smoke into the opening. He takes another drag, opens the glass, and exhales. Smoke begins to billow from out of the glass. He takes another puff. And he blows into the glass. Takes another puff, blows into the glass. Takes one more drag, some ash falls off the cigarette, and then he exhales one more time. He takes another drag, holds it, opens the cup, and exhales. Takes another drag, and exhales. Continues to exhale. Smoke billows from out of the glass. He tosses the cigarette into one of the glasses and closes them. He takes the no smoking piece of paper that he had earlier held in his mouth and places that piece of paper between the two glasses. He takes the cigarette lighter and lights a corner of that piece of paper. The fire begins to burn the sheet. The piece of paper curls as it begins to burn. Lee lights another edge of the piece of paper. He lights a third corner, and then he moves over, gets off the chair, and he begins to light the last corner of the piece of paper. As it burns, small black ashen flecks fall off the sheet as the piece of paper burns quickly and reaches the center of the cup. The flames begin to connect together, forming a ring of fire before it goes out. And all that's left is the ashen structure of the burned paper. Lee takes the top glass. Lee rotates the glass. He takes both glasses in his hands, keeping the piece of paper together, and then he opens it. He places the two pieces of the two glass cups into his mouth, by his mouth, and he begins to inhale through his mouth, sucking in the ash and the smoke. He continues to inhale. He puts the two glasses inside one another, and then he moves out of the camera. He moves back into the camera, and then he takes a bowl. He blows the pile of ash from the burned paper off the table. In his right hand is a bowl with a number of gum packets. In his left hand is a solid gold nugget or rock that has been dyed gold, potentially. He opens up one of the gum packets and he places a piece of gum in his mouth. He continues to open all of the pieces of gum from this and punctures out the tin foil from within the gum and places piece after piece into his mouth, chewing vigorously. One more piece of gum and another piece of gum. He tosses the piece of gum into the audience and he opens up another. He takes another piece of gum and continues to pull out these pieces of gum and puts them into his mouth as he chews. He continues adding gum into his mouth, and then as he gets about halfway through this gum packet, he tosses it to the audience. Once again, he takes another packet of gum and opens the foil and puts another piece of gum into his mouth. White saliva drool begins to form on his mouth as he is beginning to take more and more pieces of gum in his mouth. He continues to chew and he places another piece. The camera moves towards his head, panning into so that it fills the camera with just his head. He places another piece of gum in his mouth. He continues to chew, looking off the camera, and then another stick of gum goes into his mouth. He tosses the gum off camera. He continues to toss more gum to audience members as he chews and chews. His mouth is full and his cheeks are almost bursting with gum. He continues to put in another stick of gum and he continues to toss the gum to the audiences. He continues adding gum into his mouth. And he continues to chew and chew. His lips become white from the saliva and from the gum, the paste of the gum, I'm assuming, falling out of his mouth. He puts in another chiclet of gum. He continues to build what must be a gigantic mass in his mouth. He continues to put more gum into his mouth. Continues adding more gum into his mouth. He seems to be gagging every once in a while. He tosses another packet of gum to the audience as drool begins to come out of his mouth. He continues to chew, but now he's struggling a bit more. He continues to chew and chew, puts in another stick of gum. He drools a little bit more. He wipes his mouth. He puts in another stick of gum. Continuing to chew, he's struggling to chew, visibly struggling to chew, as he continues to drool and toss more packets of gum to people in the audience. Continuing to drool, he opens up another packet of gum, ripping it apart. The camera pans back, revealing more of his body, as he continues to toss gum to audience members. The camera pans to audience members, picking up pieces of gum, sticks of gum, packets of gum, as they chew with him. He continues to open up packets of gum, drooling way more. As he reaches the last few packets of gum, he begins to distribute them to the audience. He continues distributing, moving to different audience members. And then slowly he walks back to the table where there's now an empty white bowl. He takes up another packet of gum from the table. He brushes off the rest of the empty packets and tosses the last few pieces of gum to the different audience members. As he clears the rest of the table, he takes some empty wrappers, clears them off the table. He places the empty white bowl on the floor, and then he takes the yellow rock, the nugget of gold. It's a nugget that's roughly the size of two small fists put together. It looks like it would be quite a heavy piece of rock. Lee continues to chew, struggles to chew. The rock falls. He places the rock back on the center of the table, and he picks up a stick. He then begins to push the table towards the center of the room, and then he pokes this rock with the stick, causing it to twirl in place. He holds the stick, this long, thin stick with his right hand, begins to hit the gum that is balanced on top of the rock. He hits it. Hits it again. Hits it again harder. Hits it again. Hits it again. Hits it again. It seems he's hitting the rock sometimes and the table other times. Not always hitting the rock. Sometimes instead hitting maybe the table, maybe the rock. He hits it again. 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 A piece of the gum falls off the rock. He seems to have separated some of that giant gum wad. Nope, that was the whole gum wad. Continues to hit the gum wad on the rock. Then he balances the stick on the rock and begins to push the table towards the other side of the room. He pushes the table all the way to the end of the room, and then he walks away. He walks back towards the gray folding chair and sits down. No, doesn't sit down. He was about to sit down. He picks an object up and then he sits down. He then takes a newspaper that was sitting on the floor and unfolds that newspaper. He lifts the newspaper with both hands to obscure his face. The newspaper seems to be from Halloween, as there's quite a few Halloween pieces, decorations on it. Oh, he takes a marker that was in his hand and he covers his face and he begins to trace his head while being covered by the newspaper onto the other side. He continues to trace his head onto this newspaper with that black marker. This is the same black marker that was used to write the sign earlier. He continues to trace his head, continues to trace his face, the outline of his face all over the newspaper. Continues to draw on that single piece of newspaper that is covering his head with this black marker. Continues to trace his head, tracing it up and down in a circle. It's not really forming the outline of his face. It just creates a very strange sort of dash of lines. Almost resembles sort of something you would see from Picasso, I would think. He takes the newspaper off his face and places it on the floor in the center of the room. He then goes back to the metal gray chair and he sits down. He grabs another piece of newspaper. He unfurls it, takes it with both hands, covers his face, and once again places the newspaper over his head. He then continues to do the same thing, tracing the newspaper with that same black marker. He continues to tracing the outline of his head. He continues to trace the outline of his head onto this newspaper. He then takes the newspaper with both hands. He folds it in half horizontally. Then he outstretches the newspaper again and places it by the first piece of newspaper. He sits on the folding chair. And once again, he takes another piece of newspaper. He outstretches it over his head and places it on his head again. He begins to outline his head with that black marker. He continues to trace his head. He continues to trace his head. The newspaper, this time, is a Chinese newspaper. There's Chinese characters written on it. Seems to be a sports article of some sort. Continues to trace his head, outlining his face. This time, the drawing actually looks more like a distinguishable face. At some point, he must have poked through that newspaper, because when he lifts it over his head, now there's a mark, pen mark on his nose. He places that third newspaper by the other two, and once again he goes back towards the pile of newspapers. He kneels down, he picks up, he begins to ruffle through the newspapers, and he picks up all the pile of newspapers and places them by the set of newspapers that are on the floor. He begins to spread them out. He begins to unfurl all the newspapers, spreading them out on the floor in layers, covering the floor with newspaper. He continues unfurling the newspaper, placing it all around him. Continues to unfurl the newspaper, spreading all the newspaper around him. It now circles him. He continues kneeling on the floor, opening up the newspapers, spreading them out, unfurling them, placing them in a circle. At this point, it's created a circle of newspaper around him while he kneels in the center. Continues picking up more newspaper from this pile, placing them all around him. He's surrounded by a moat of newspapers, essentially. Continues spreading newspaper. Continues spreading newspaper. He continues spreading the newspaper. He's created a pretty sizable moat of newspapers around him. Finally, he picks up one of the newspapers and wraps it around his head, creating a mask. Then he takes another piece of newspaper, he adds it to the first, and continues to wrap it around his head. Continues to add to this head covering, molding the newspaper into a mask on top of his head. Almost suffocating himself, holding the newspaper around his neck, taking more newspaper, adding it to this mask, to this head covering. He continues adding more newspaper to this. To this mask of newspapers that he's got. It sort of looks like that photo of if somebody's been kidnapped, they put a bag over their head. Kind of looks like that for some reason to me. Something about the way that he pretty vigorously flattens the newspaper onto his head. He continues to smooth the newspaper onto his head. He adds one more piece of newspaper. He holds his head with the newspapers in place by placing his arms around his head. He then holds his neck with his hands and begins to breathe, rocking up and down, deep breath. Exhale. Deep breath. Exhale. Deep breath. Continues breathing into the newspaper. He continues breathing as he holds this mask, and then he rips all the newspaper to reveal his face. He throws the newspaper onto the floor. He rubs his head, then he breathes, standing. He paces over to the table. He leans against the table. He takes off his shoes. He takes off his socks. He lifts up his shirt. He takes off his shirt. So at this moment, we can see that maybe Lee's body isn't totally non-disabled. It's not the most straight in a lot of ways. It mirrors what my own body might look like. His rib cage seems to jut towards the small of his back outwards, potentially indicating scoliosis. Not sure. There's some interesting parallels. He takes off his jeans to reveal a pair of nude underwear. He takes his shoes, lifts them in his hand, and he raises them in front of his arms as he begins to rotate in place, showing his shoes to the rest of the audience that's seated. Continues to stand, rotating in place, showing his shoes to the audience. He places one of the shoes, sole side down, onto his head. And then he places the other shoe by his ear, creating almost like a telephone, an old school telephone. He starts to rotate in place for the rest of the audience. He takes the two shoes off his head, places them back on his hands, presents it to the audience. He puts down his arms. He begins to smack himself with the shoes, slapping, as he begins to stagger backwards towards the metal folding chair, continues to hit himself. Then he kneels down on the moat of newspapers that he had previously made. He lies down, stomach down, onto the moat. And he places the two shoes onto his back as he begins to crawl, or as he begins to move himself towards the desk. He pushes through the moat of newspapers. He adjusts the shoes to make sure they don't fall. He continues to pull himself by his arms towards the table, continues to slowly move. He reaches some of the newspaper that he had previously placed on the floor, and he continues to move towards the desk, slowly inching towards the desk. Just noticed he's wearing rings on his fingers. He's got a ring on his middle finger, on his left middle finger, and a ring on his fourth finger on the right hand. He reaches the desk, lifts himself up. He's on his knees, on his hands, breathing, balancing the shoe still on his back. He finally begins to lift himself up. He takes the shoes. He places them in front of the desk. He bows. Begins to get dressed. Black text, white text on a black background, 7A11D, Performance Art Festival.